Hello, hello everyone. I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 55. Now or never. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. Everyone, how are each one of you doing on this Positive Thursday? I am so super excited to talk to each one of you. I want to say thank you to the new listeners just tuning in today. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday. Today's Positive Thursday topic today is something that's true to my heart, something that I know that many of you listeners can relate to, that can it can help y'all. I am excited about it. Let's get this party started going. Let's get this started. This party started right now. The topic, now or never. And what I mean about now or never is living your best life now. Doing the things that you know you should be doing, whether it's taking classes, you know, you can do it online now, or forgiving yourself for something that you did a long time ago, or just being your true self. Because, you know, one thing I can say about authenticity, being natural and your true self, it is such a beautiful thing. It is so beautiful. And as we walk through this thing called life, it's challenging and it can be really hard, especially now with everything going on today with the coronavirus and other issues that we all may be facing. And I just want to let each one of you know that you're not alone. And that anything that you put your mind to, you can do it. Whether it's, you know, spirituality, you want to grow spiritually, you want to venture off and start a new business, or just being yourself. Because I know that many people, they struggle with being their true authentic self due to maybe being afraid of rejection and so forth. And I just want to just say this, is that it's just a beautiful thing to be your true self. Let me tell you a little bit more about me. I want to dig deep down and tell you more about myself, because I want to talk to y'all just like y'all my friends. And I want to be able to help someone just cluing in today. For a very long time, I struggled with being myself. I put a mask on my face, you know, trying to be something that I wasn't, because I was afraid of, you know, rejection. And sometimes we may not realize, you know, we can be our worst critic. And we may also may not realize is that we are fine just the way we are. And just think about, like, you know, say for example, right? You know how, like, we got all these different, like, people that's not here today that still is making an impact on people's lives because they was able to do the things that they was called to do. Like one of the persons, Martin Luther King Jr., Mother Teresa, or it maybe can be like somebody in your family that left an impact on your family and other people's lives. So you just never know who life that you may change in the process. And sometimes we may have like depression or anxiety, different things like that that can stand in the way of us, you know, us moving forward and doing something that, you know, we're called to do, that we know that we should be doing deep down inside. I have a question that I want to ask each one of you listeners. Is this something that you know that's deep down inside that you've been wanting to do, but you just can't, but you keep saying, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to write this book. I want to, you know, just be myself and not worry about what this person is going to say. I wanted to say this to you. I want to encourage you to step out, baby steps, and do what's true to your heart. When you do something that's true to your heart, can I tell you, y'all, it's a good feeling within. I mean, it's just like it's something indescribable, you know? And when you step into something that you know you should be doing, and you taking the baby steps and moving forward to what you may be doing, whether it could be like a business adventure, or just being a person you was called to be, or just having that peace of mind which money can't buy, that is so fulfilling. Time is going by so fast. The year is almost over with. I cannot believe it. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. And I was looking on my calendar and I'm like, wow, we got like about what? Less than 6 weeks left to the end of 2020, which I know many of you can't wait till this year is over with. And I can't wait either, because I know it's been a tough time for each one of you. But moving forward, I want to make y'all laugh. I want to say this. I have a funny story I want to share with y'all. Okay, now, when I used to weigh 224 pounds, I remember when I used to go into the store and I used to look on a rack, I used to try to find something. Like I used to see like a nice shirt or something that I used to like that I really liked. And let me slow down. I'm talking so fast. Let me slow down. Anyway, as I was saying, so when I was weighing 224 pounds back in 2017, I would go into a store, try on a shirt, and knowing darn well that the shirt couldn't fit me, I would try on a size small when I should have been trying on a large. And then when I used to put the shirt on, the small one, I used to try to put the small shirt on, and it used to be tight. Now, I know damn well that shirt was so small. I just want to make y'all laugh. So, do y'all have any plans this upcoming Thanksgiving? You know, I know that is, is minimum to what you can do, you know, because it's coronavirus situation. But I know that many of you who are going to celebrate it, I know y'all are going to make the best of it. And I wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. So, moving forward, and as I was saying, it's trying to stick to this topic, now or never. What do now or never mean to each one of you? Does it mean living your best life? Does it mean stepping out in faith? Does it mean speaking your truth and speaking from your heart? What is now or never to you? What does that mean to you? Or never is living in the moment, the now, and not the past. And how do you live in it? How do you live? Now, living in the now, when God wake you up in the morning time, and if you can see light, that gives you the opportunity to do what you want to do at that time and moment. There's some things we mostly sometimes take for granted. I know that life can be so unpredictable, but can I tell you, it is what you make it. We all go through obstacles, we face challenges. And one thing that you can do to do something that you want to do, that you know what you should be doing, especially if it's like a loved one that you haven't spoke to in a long time that you want to see, don't wait until it's time for them. Don't wait till it's too late. Like, for example, one of my aunts, my Aunt May, I haven't seen in a couple years. She had reached out to me a couple months ago. And then something in my mind and spirit was like, you know what, Zuri, call her and make arrangements to go see her. So I called her and said hi, you know, to see how she was doing. And she was so happy to hear from me. And I was happy to hear from her. So I'm making plans to go see my aunt this weekend. So if you have like a family member that you've been wanting to see for a long time, go see that family member. If you have someone that you've been wanting to say I love you to, whether it's your mom or that significant other or your kids, say I love you. And also say I love you to yourself, because I believe that if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. And what I've been learning through this thing of life is that self-care is so important. And taking care of your mind, body, and spirit is so important. And, you know, if you know that you have a doctor's appointment you have to go to, whether it's an eye doctor or GYN or whatever it may be, go and do it. I want to encourage each one of you that has to go to a doctor's appointment to check your health. Go do it. Because if you don't have your health, you can't do anything. And if you have family that you have to take care of, you got to make sure and check in with yourself and make sure that you're okay. And sometimes, like, we may not realize that we're doing too much. And what I mean by that doing too much is like, for those of you listeners that's tuning in, that's like, that's always helping others and to the point to where as though you forget about yourself. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, because I'm one of them people. You got to have set boundaries with that and know how to balance that out, because if you don't, you know, it can drain you and then you won't be able to take care of no one. So pamper yourself. And if you're taking the baby steps to do the now, whether that is for you, whether it's building financial long-term wealth for you and your family, or building your spirituality, or just trying to just be a better person all in all, it's okay to take out that time to pamper yourself, whether it's sitting and listening to some good music, journaling, laughing, of course, acting like a big old clown, and laughing and not taking life so serious. Because laughing, it helps, you know, loosen up the mind and the body. And it helps to release, what they say, orthodox. Did I say it right? Orthodox? I said orthodox, everyone. If I pronounced that word right, wrong, please email me and say, you know what, Zuri, you don't say that word like that. OMG. I don't know where you're at in the States, but here in Philly, the weather today, it was so cold. It was so cold to the point I thought I was going to turn into a snow woman. And then this weekend, it's supposed to go up to the 60s, I think it's supposed to go up to. So it's like, I don't know what to wear. You know, it's like one day I'm wearing no jacket, then the next day I'm wearing a scarf and a hat. Like it's snowing outside or something. But I want to encourage y'all and say, do whatever you got to do now. Don't procrastinate. And if you may need like that extra push or encouragement, because, you know, we all do, find like-minded people like yourself that fits your interests. They have excellent groups on Facebook that you can join, or Google it, like whatever your special interest is. Maybe it's like reading or writing, exercise, or spirituality. Look it up on Google and you can find some excellent groups that you can join. And like I said before, I believe that it's always powers in the numbers. And you don't have to do this journey on your own. And I know that sometimes it is hard to find people with good intentions. But it's still some good people out here. It really is. But checking your circle is so important. And if you have people in your life that's not about nothing, that's not adding to your life, it's time to cut them off. No matter how long you may knew them, if you know their intentions is not good and all they're doing is just pulling you down, especially if you're trying to better your life, cut them people off. I had to learn some hard, hard lessons in my life about that, cutting certain people off in my life. Not only just certain people, but bad habits and things, because it was blocking my blessings. I was blocking myself from doing the things that I know that God called me to do, like what I'm doing now, talking to each one of you, which I really enjoy. So check when, what I want y'all to do is, after this podcast, whenever y'all get some downtime, even if it's just like about 5 minutes or 10 minutes, check your circle, sit still and figure out, okay, is this person, whoever you have in your life, you know, whether it's a small circle or a big circle, and just think about the people in your life, like who's adding and who's not. And think about the habits, like your habits, like, okay, if I continue to do this, is this going to help me to move forward in the things that I know I should be doing? And it's okay not to be perfect. You don't have to wait till you're perfect. We all are not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm still a work in process, I tell you, a work in process. And I'm not ashamed, you know, to say that at all. It's about facing that truth, facing the reality of life, that you only get one life to live, and that you deserve to live the best life you deserve. No matter what people say or what people may think, I know that some of us may walk through life with shame and guilt, and carry on things that we should have been let go a long time ago. And I want to encourage you and let you know that you're not alone in that. And that is okay to release it. And what I want you to do is, when we get off this podcast or when you get a chance, write down 3 things that you feel as though is stopping you to do to move forward in your life, to do the things that you've been called to. Write it down. And then once you write them 3 things, the couple things down, you can start off with 3. But if you have more that you want to write, that's great too. And write down what things that's stopping me from living my now. What stopped me from the now? And I know that deep down inside, you want more in your life. And think about that. And it's okay if you can't think of anything offhand, right offhand. It's okay. And even just one thing. And what I want you to do is Look at that, what you have written down, and look at it and just think, okay, so this is what's stopping me from living my now or doing what I know I should be doing. And what I want you to do is, once you look at that thing, I want you to think about the things that you want to do in your life and take the baby steps by moving forward to doing that. And you don't have to wait till, you're not going to be people say, well, I'm going to wait till this time and do this. I'm going to wait till that time and do that. Trust me, if you keep saying that, by time you keep saying that and not starting or trying to do the thing because you want to do to build up your life and live the best life you deserve, and the removing the stumbling blocks, they'll be waiting forever. Everything is life is not going to go perfect all the time, and it's not going to be perfect for you to start this and that. So I want to encourage you listeners that want to move forward in your life to do different things, whether it's losing weight or forgiving people, forgiving yourself, or worrying about people pleasing and worrying about what other people may think. The people that may have talk about you or may be jealous of you, they're not happy with themselves. And remember, no matter what you do in your life, everyone is not going to be happy. You have to create a space for yourself to make yourself happy, to see what works for you that gives your peace of mind, your joy, and your health, your well-being. That's what I mean to say. Because health is wealth. Is there anything like far as like favorite music you like to listen to or favorite movies you like to watch? Because I know that music and movies, especially when it's something good and funny that we may like, that also helps with moving forward into different things that we want to do in our life. Like the movie The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith is one of my favorite movies of all times. I mean, not only is it encouraging, but also I know for those of you who have seen the movie, you've seen like how he was able to push forward to his goals that he wanted to pursue in his life. And to make a better life for him and his son, you know, regardless of the obstacles he had to face, he was homeless. I mean, he lost everything, but he didn't let that stop him from his goal and what he wanted to do in his life. And he made it come true with his faith and determination, even though he had to face obstacles, but he did it. So, but I want to say that I am happy to be talking to y'all. And I love talking to each one of you on Positive Thursday. I mean, I feel really blessed that y'all take out your time to tune in, to listen to me. You just don't know how that makes me feel. I mean, it really makes me feel good and grateful because I love talking to people and I love encouraging others and giving out good, positive energy. And even when I'm going through my hard times and I may feel stressful many times, but doing this is like an outlet for me. I'm passionate about it. I can do it day and night. It doesn't matter how sleepy I am. I love what I do. And what do you love to do? What is your passion? What is your goal? Like, what do you want to pursue in your life? Think about that. Or never is about setting yourself free. Setting yourself free from the bondage, from the shame, from the guilt. And setting yourself free from not wanting to eat that extra piece of cake. How many listeners do I have tuned in today? Especially for those of you that's trying to stay on a healthy eating journey. And you know how sometimes you may eat like a piece of cake or chips or whatever you like. You have that favorite food you may like. And you be like, okay, I'm full. You know, I don't think I'm going to eat anymore, but you wind up eating it anyway and be all greedy and stuff. And you're like, oh no. And then you're like, yes, I am now. It's no now or never then. That is so funny. That is so funny. So do y'all have y'all have any favorite? Let's see what I was going to say. I lost train of thoughts. But I have some, I want to share 6 things to help you to do the now Don't second guess yourself. That's what I want to say. Don't second guess yourself. A lot of times our gut instinct tells us different things, what to focus on, what not to focus on. And sometimes the intuition be really right. You know, and sometimes like we don't recognize that, especially when our mind is so cluttered and, you know, our mind can be on family and finances and other things. But the intuition always tells us everything that we need to know. Sometimes we got to sit still for at least like a couple of minutes out the day. Even if it's just for like 2 minutes, because I know that some people have, what's that, AAD? Is it AAD? Like, you know, that's condition where people can't sit still for a long time. Like my dad, for example, it's like he cannot sit still for a second. He has to move. And I know that as many of you listeners probably like that too. Like, you can't sit still in one space at some time. And that's how I am too. I feel like I got to move. I always got to be, you know, doing something. But sometimes it's okay to slow down, think about, balance out everything, and sit still so your mind can be relaxed and your body can be relaxed. And then you can just, you know, and then you can just figure out, you know, the things that you want to do in life. And not only that, it's just good for your health. It's good for your well-being. And does this help you to just build yourself up with so much growth and spirituality and faith and everything that you want to do that you've been called to do in your life? You are awkward. You are beautiful. You are one of a kind. You can do anything that you put your mind to. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't, because you can. And I'm a limited example of that. And like I said before, we're all in a working process. It takes time for change. Change is not an overnight thing. I want to say this is celebrate your small wins. If you just getting through if you just overcoming heartache and pain over maybe a relationship or maybe lost someone or gaining your confidence back and feeling like yourself again, give yourself a hand and give yourself a big hug and celebrate yourself. And I just want to also just say this. I hope each one of you have a super great Thanksgiving. I am looking so forward to the Thanksgiving holiday. That's only because I'm off of work. And I'm just going to just take it easy. I'm going to cook a little turkey. Turkey for my son and my mom, because I don't eat meat. And make me some, you know, vegetarian dishes and stuff like that. But if you have something that you want to do in this thing called life, don't hesitate to do it. Just do it. Take that baby steps in doing it. Don't second guess yourself, because you can do anything you put your mind to. With God first and trusting in yourself and understanding your why. The why is the most important thing. Whether it's your family, the reason, and that why can help you keep pushing forward to the things you want to do in your life. Stay safe, everyone. God bless each one of you. And I want to say that I'm so happy that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because it is powers in the numbers. And connect with me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And follow me on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. And also, I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. Send me an email on this podcast. And God bless y'all. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. And remember, don't second guess yourself. Keep moving forward with faith and determination. Don't forget to laugh. Don't forget to smile. And if you make a mistake, brush your shoulders off and keep moving forward.